Buck Foundation.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, might as well say, would you be mine? Would you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, playful week in this neighborhood. I brought some wood with me. I'll show you why. I thought I could use this wood to help finish this building. I just started on this block building here. Really big blocks. I can remember being so pleased when I could build with great big blocks like this. Of course, I still like to build with all kinds of blocks. Try this. I thought it might be big enough. Let me see if it works. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. I think that I will open this door and put on a roof. Yeah, that should work there. You know, I was just thinking, if I had just sat down there and just thought about putting on a roof, it wouldn't get on. No, you have to do things to make them happen. You can make believe it happens or pretend that something's true. You can wish or hope or contemplate a thing you'd like to do. But until you start to do it, you will never see it through. 'Cause the make-believe pretending just won't do it for you. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it, do it, do it, do it. Then when you're through, you can know who did it. 'Cause you did it, you did it. You did it. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you can't simply sit and look at it, 'cause it won't move at all. But it's you who have to try it, and it's you who have to fall sometimes. If you want to ride a bicycle and ride it straight and tall, you've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it, do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, 'cause you did it, you did it, you did it. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one good way to grow. It's not easy to keep learning, but I know that this is so. When you've tried and learned, you're bigger than you were a day ago. It's not easy to keep trying, but it's one way to grow. You've got to do it. Every little bit, you've got to do it. Do it, do it, do it. And when you're through, you can know who did it, 'cause you did it. You did it. You did it. And playing is one of the most important things you can learn to do. When I was a little boy, I used to play with puppets and toy cars and trucks and all sizes of blocks. And I'd make up all kinds of pretend stories. I guess playing like that helps me to make up stories about our neighborhood of make-believe. Let's go to the kitchen. I have set up those models out here of the high fish. I'll feed you later. See the models here of the neighborhood of make-believe? Who lives in here? In the castle. And who works in this factory? Cornflake especially. And who lives in this tree? Henrietta and X the owl. Do you remember what happened to Bob Dog yesterday when he was climbing up at this tree? Climbing up on a ladder to get a ball up here at X's tree. He fell and he had to go to the hospital. Well, King Friday got so worried about people getting hurt that he made a rule that no one was allowed to play in this neighborhood anymore. How do you think people will feel if they're not allowed to play anymore? I think we should think about that now in the neighborhood of make-believe. I'll move the little trolley along here. Halt, trolley, stop your movement. Ding three times and Lady Aberlin will be here with something for you. Very good. Lady Aberlin, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
You have the signs?
I have them. I don't approve of what they say, but I have them.
I will not have other people hurt in this neighborhood.
But Uncle Friday, stopping play is no way to stop people from getting hurt.
It is one way. You may outfit the trolley.
Oh, all right. It says no play allowed.
And that means nobody is to play anything in this neighborhood, trolley. Yes, that includes you. No fancy, playful riding, you understand? And none of that back and forth riding just to make a point. Too playful. That's right, Niece Aberlin. And I want those signs to go all over the neighborhood.
You sure about this?
I'm absolutely sure. And what's more, that hammering you're doing sounds like play to me.
You mean?
I do.
Well, it may sound like play, but it's also a way of telling you that I'm angry. Oh, Uncle Friday, you're making everything so dull with your no play allowed rule.
Dull and safe. You may take the signs to the outskirts. Farewell.
Farewell.
King Friday, meow, you're not allowed meow play.
Just because Bob Dog fell off the ladder?
Meow, guess so, meow.
Well, that's awful. Hey, there's Lady Aberlin coming. Maybe she knows something about. Hey, Lady Aberlina.
Hi, X. Hi, Henrietta.
Is it true about all of us not being allowed to play?
Yes, it is, and I'm supposed to put up these signs to remind everybody. No play allowed.
You mean I can't build with my blocks and I can't pretend that I'm Benjamin Franklin?
Nope. You can't even fly around in a playful way.
Meow, terrible. Meow, meow, play doctor.
Nope. No play whatsoever.
What's Lady Elaine Fairchild saying about all of that?
Well, I don't know. I haven't seen her today, but I have a feeling she's not going to like it at all.
Oh, Lady Evelyn, come and see what I have.
Well, there she is now.
Maybe she can help us think of something.
Oh, I hope so.
Meow, too.
Well, I'll see you both later.
Okay, Lady A. You like that poem? Okay, Lady A. Isn't that fun? Okay, Lady A.
I don't think we're allowed poetry.
Why?
Well, because it's fun. I guess it's a kind of play.
Well, that's just going too far.
No play allowed.
Meow, meow, terrible.
I do too. Bye.
Come and see what I've made. Come and see what I've made.
My Lady Elaine, did you build that block building?
Mm-hmm. Of course, isn't it great?
It is great. Mm-hmm. But you're not allowed.
What do you mean? This is my museum ground, and I do what I want to do here.
No play allowed.
So, put it in the street. People aren't allowed to play in the streets.
But Lady Elaine, ever since Bob Dog had his accident, Uncle Friday says that people aren't allowed to play anywhere in this neighborhood.
You've got to be kidding.
No play allowed.
Well, I'm going to see about this. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
Where are you, Lady Elaine?
I'm at the castle, Toots. Now, just see. Get out here, Friday. I need to speak with you.
What's going on here?
I don't like your new rule.
It's for everyone's safety.
You just can't cut out play. Practically everything in my museum go around is play, and I'm not going to cut it out.
No play allowed in this neighborhood.
You're sure about that?
Absolutely sure.
Well, then, I'm leaving.
What do you mean, Fairchild?
I mean I can't live where there's no play.
You mean you're just going to take off?
I'm leaving. Museum go round and all. If you ever have play again here, I may be back. Toot toot!
She felt very strongly about that.
Yes. I'll go try and talk with her some more.
Yes. You are excused.
Thanks, Uncle Friday. Where are you going?
I'm not sure, but I'm going.
Well, you can't just pick up and leave in 2 minutes like that.
That's what you think. I do not stay in a neighborhood where there is no play. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang!
Oh, she really did go. Where do you suppose she's gone? What's this? What does this say? No play, no stay. Oh, Lady Elaine Fairchild. Lady Elaine, where are you?
Well, well, now this is more like it. Beautiful sky, green grass. Oh, it's such a relief to be away from that neighborhood of make-believe where nobody's allowed to play. What's going on here? What in the world? What are these kids doing?
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our statewide marching band competition. The first band this afternoon is Churchill High School.
Oh, what have I got myself in the middle of? Honestly. Oh, no, it's so loud. I thought that I was going to come to a nice, quiet place where I could play. But I can't play anything here with all these people marching around. Nice music, you all, but it's just too loud for me. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang!
I as the sun lights up the sky and the birds fly from tree to tree, so my love for you is ever bright and lives on the wings of fantasy. I guess I could never hope that you could feel the same way towards me, Christine. I guess I should.
Oh, Victor!
Let me look at you once more before I go. I'll remember your face forever.
Oh, Victor!
You will always be in my heart.
But, Victor!
Do not prolong my agony.
Victor, I love you too.
You what?
I've always loved you, Victor.
Christine, could I be dreaming?
Oh, Victor!
Oh, brother.
What's going on here?
We're in the middle of a play, lady.
Oh, whoops. I guess I'm not in this scene.
Yeah, well.
Sorry. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
And what did you say again, Christine?
I've always loved you, Victor.
Oh, happy, happy day.
Now, what's going to happen here? I don't hear any marching bands. Don't see any actors or audiences. Well, this looks more like it. This looks like the place for me.
Yippee!
Who's that?
Coming through. What a great day to play.
Why, it looks like... I think it's Barbara.
Could it really be Lady Elaine Fairchild? Fairchild! My old friend!
The one and only. Is this your place, Barbara?
Oh, this is where I play a lot.
You mean you're allowed to play here?
Well, certainly. It's a play park.
Well, that's for me.
You're moving?
Well, here I am. Come on inside and we'll get caught up on old times.
But your neighborhood, what's happened there?
Come on in, I'll tell you. You'll never believe it could happen. But I also want to tell you about the places I landed first.
Yes, Charlie, she left and she took her museum go-round with her. I know, we're just going to have to think of something.
What a magical trip Lady Elaine took. And she moved her whole museum away from the neighborhood of make-believe. It's like this. Doesn't look the same without it, does it? That's where it was. But you can remember where it was, can't you? Just think about it being right here. Of course, in real life, nobody could just say boomerang, toomerang, soomerang and have their house move like Lady Elaine did. No. But in real life, we can remember where things were or when people were there. I'll take the platypus mound away. You remember the museum go-round was here? The platypus mound was here? Put the clock away. Do you remember all three of them being here? Take the tree away. The factory away. The castle away. Even when nothing's there, you can still remember what it was like when it was there. Can't you? Castle, with the trolley, factory, tree, Lady Elaine's museum, platypus mound, Daniel's clock. That shows you're really growing when you can do that. Wonder how Lady Elaine's neighbors are feeling about her leaving like that. She didn't even say goodbye to everyone. I like people to tell me when they're going to do big things like that, don't you? I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay. I like to be told. I like to be told. I like to be told. If it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt, I like to be told. I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things, all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told. I like to be told. You and I like to be told things, don't we? Important things. I have a film that I'd like to show you. It's a film of some people moving a real house. Not a museum go-round moving magically, but a real house. It was really hard to do, and it took such a long time that we had to speed up the film, or it wouldn't seem like the house was moving at all. But it was. Those people thought about it a long time, and they figured out a way to do it, a way that wasn't magic. So I want to show you this film. It's kind of funny to see a film of a house going down a street. Yeah, you'll see. And there's the house, with the windows all boarded up, all ready to be moved. And the bulldozer, look how fast it's moving. It's preparing the lot to move the house away. And this man is stacking logs so they'll be able to jack up the foundation. See all that? And that long beam is put underneath. What they're doing is building a trailer under the house. It's really like building a trailer so that they can move it away. And they put the wheels there and the truck hooks onto it. And away it goes. The house was just too big to move all at once, so they divided it into two parts. See, there's a second part coming. Of course, work people have to go ahead and see that there's plenty of room for the house to move along the roads and all. Now the house is arriving at the new lot. See the foundation back there? It's all ready for the old house to be in the new place. So now they have the job of putting the house together onto the new foundation. They take off the window covers and paint the windows and paint the house and fill in the foundation with dirt and fix up the chimney and get the insides ready. And there's the house in its new spot. Yeah. Most people, when they have to move, just move themselves and the things that are inside their house. Unless you have a mobile home, very few people can move the outsides of their house. You can move the outsides of a block building, can't you? In fact, you can change all kinds of things with a block building. I wonder if we could make a window out of this block. That look like a window? Maybe even make a whole back door. I have an idea. This could be a table or a chair right there. I want to put something in that back door. Remember this from yesterday? Put it on the roof. Let's see if it'll go in the back door. It's too wide there. Think it'll go in the front door? Sure. There it is. Can't do it one way, do it another. Better put these models away. Could have make believe. Tomorrow we can think about how Bob Dog is doing in the hospital and find out more about Lady Elaine and her museum go round in Barbara's play park. You and I can pretend anything we want. Because we live in neighborhoods where we're allowed to pretend and play. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how, by just your being you. I'll be back tomorrow.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.